if you have a look around the exhibition, you'll see some fabulous examples of what people have done during the lockdown. So there really is an abundant supply of talent in the area. And you don't really know it until we have an exhibition, because it comes out from behind people's doors and it's displayed here for everybody to see. And it really is quite inspiring what different people can do. And the variety of work is mind-boggling.
Are they all for sale?
Not all of them, because, of course, some people have poured their hearts into it and want to hang on to that for the rest of their lives, really, and it becomes an heirloom when you've worked so hard with something. There's such a variety of painting styles. Some are very... take a very long time to create, and sometimes you know, it's a very quick matter, and an immediacy with it. It's all a matter of taste, and there's so many different styles. There's something to everybody's taste.
What sort of a reaction has there been to this year's event?
Oh, we've got a comments book full of lovely things. Everybody seems to have enjoyed it. There not one bad comment, of course. Everybody's been really happy to see it. A lot of people have decided that they're going to go home and have a go now. Once you see it, you see what somebody else has tried, it inspires you to have a go. You see,
well, as you say, it's down to individual taste, what one person may like, another may not.
That's correct, yeah.
Do you paint yourself?
I do paint, yes. I'm a member of Gossip Art Society, and I run Hadfield Art Group as well. And we have a portrait group too here. All take place in this hall, Hadfield Hall.
How many visitors do you think you've had?
So far, we must have had 200, a little over 200 over the weekend and today. But we're carrying on for the rest of the week, so we're here till next Saturday, 4 o'clock on Saturday. So we expect to have double that.
How much planning does this event take?
Ooh, stacks and stacks of planning. Yeah, this particular event is throughout the whole village. It's taken an awful lot of planning, because there's more than one thing happening. There's an exhibition, there are different workshops, there are talks from Ghislaine and Michael Howard taking place on Wednesday and Friday, and we've got the children's art trail that Julia's run. And the children's exhibition, which is absolutely gorgeous. You should really have to visit it to see the work that the children have done. There's an awful lot of thinking and planning got to be done throughout. We started in 2019 because we thought we were going to be doing 2020 exhibition, a celebratory exhibition with extra events going on. But it's turned out we had to wait until this year.
It's been worth the wait.
It's just been amazing what people have created. I think you'll be delighted. Anybody be delighted to see what we've got to offer here.